Today comes from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake up from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Professor Arnold Toynbee, a famous historian, pointed out that when a society suffers with a serious problem, there is no capacity to cure that disease in that society within its system. This means that there is no healing power in the system of society. During the unrest of this land these days, we cry out to change our society, but society seldom changes. However, there is hope that society can be transformed only through the dedication and determination of courageous individuals who realize the crisis in our society. Professor Toynbee referred to these people as the creative minority. I think now is the time for the Christians of this land to bear the duties of a creative minority in our society, where political, social, and economic difficulties are continually present. In today's text, the Apostle Paul teaches about our duties as Christians in our society. We can divide our responsibilities and duties into two parts, an active duty and a passive duty. First, we will look at the active duty, which is to love your neighbors as yourself. Verse 9 says, the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. I believe that the problems of our society today can be summarized in these four sins listed in the text. Adultery, murder, stealing, and coveting. Let me ask you a question. Is it difficult to keep these commandments, or is it easy? Okay. Is it easy to commit adultery? Or it is easy not to commit adultery? Of course, it is easy not to commit adultery to most of us. Like this, it is easier to keep the above commandments than not to. The problem is that our sinful nature is deeply rooted in us. The more we try to not to sin, the deeper we can see ourselves falling into sin. Therefore, Paul is reminding us of Jesus' commandment to love our neighbors with an active attitude rather than a passive attitude of trying not to sin. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40, I quote, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbors as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." If we really love God, can we serve idols other than God? Is there anything else more important than worshiping the Lord on the Sabbath? Is murder, adultery, stealing, coveting possible if we love our neighbors? The answer is simple. If we love God and love our neighbors, we will not commit these sins against the commandments. That is why today's text says that love is the fulfillment of the law. This is the essence that can prevent the problems in our society today. If each member of our society practices love, how pleasant and peaceful will this society be? There is an important question we need to raise here. Do we really have the ability to love our neighbors? One thing for sure is that only those who have been loved can love others. Who are Christians? Christians are those who have received the most unselfish love, the purest love, and the most unconditional love from the Lord. So, if the Lord has given us the command that love is the fulfillment of the law, we must not forget that it is up to you and I to fulfill our duty to love our neighbors, especially those who are different to love in our society. We looked at an active duty, which is to love our neighbors. Now we will look at a passive duty that Apostle Paul teaches in the text. Verse 11 says, "Besides these, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near." When we read the newspapers and watch TV news, we easily criticize our society. But aren't we passive about criticizing ourselves with the same standards? The change must begin from us. In theological terms, we need to grow into the completion of salvation. Of course, by believing in Jesus Christ, we were saved from God's punishment and wrath. But how much our lives as disciples of the Lord are satisfying God's expectations? How much are we winning today in the fight against the sin that tries to overpower us? In that sense, salvation is not only the past fulfilled for us, but still the present and the future. Today's text says that the time of completion of that salvation is nearer. To say that salvation is nearer means that the day is near for our lives to be judged in front of the Lord. No one can take away the salvation that God has given us as a gift. But what matters is whether salvation is growing toward completion. In verse 11, Paul used the Greek word kairos for the word time, which refers to God's appointed time, not any ordinary time. The time we live in is a time of crisis. The society in which we live today is a society of crisis. God's appointed time is very near. Therefore, verse 12 says, we must lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. This armor of light is rephrased as to put on the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 14. As we all know, clothes are part of our lives. They become a part of our being. In this sense, clothes are important. The word put on Jesus Christ means that we should live our lives representing Christ in our society. If Christians on earth living in this era can actively love our neighbors and passively live as true disciples of the Lord, the transformation of our society will be followed. Amen? There is no need to blame society. We first must change ourselves. The pride the British people had during the heyday of the British Empire was great. It is said that the British people at the time had several things they did every day to prove their distinct lives. The first is to take a bath every day to avoid smelling. The second is to wear a suit like Rob. And the third is walk straight. Even if the prisoners fled, the British policemen had to walk straight to protect their pride. Fourth, every day they had to read, even a little, for their souls. This was the pride of the people of the British Empire. Listening to this story, I thought, that it would be good for today's Christians to have as much pride as the British people to become a creative minority who can transform our society. Dear congregants, Jesus has invited us into the life of disciples many times in the New Testament. What are the disciples of the Lord? They are those who love God vertically and horizontally love neighbors who are different from us. How different would this society be if Christians who are called as a creative minority faithfully live as true disciples of the Lord with Christian pride? Therefore, let us worship God wholeheartedly, even if we can't sing or praise out loudly while wearing masks. I don't know, this one is not good for me. It's keep falling. God always sees what is in our hearts and will be well pleased by our enthusiastic worship. May God bless you and our society as we are becoming true disciples of the Lord. Amen.